I'm very adamant about communication. So if you call, text, or email me, I will get back to you promptly.
Carlisle 3 Home Inspections and Consulting. You know the name. He's still in the game.
Voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world. You know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
It may not be a decrease, but Virginia drivers have finally seen the increases slow down at the gas pump in the Commonwealth. AAA Mid-Atlantic reports that Virginia's average price for unleaded gas has not moved over the past week. It comes after most drivers have experienced about a quarter increase per gallon since early October. Virginia still sits well below the nationwide average of $3.41. The transition from Governor Northam's administration to Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin began at the end of the week as the two met in Richmond.
Today was the beginning of a friendship, and I appreciate that. And I think that what's most important in a moment like this is to actually have someone who you can call and ask questions. And so I just appreciated that entire sentiment today.
Governor Northam says he looks forward to visiting the governor's mansion again in the future.
We have picked out the perfect place for a basketball goal behind the mansion. So I'm looking forward to coming over here and shooting some hoops with you.
The sixth day of testimony in the Sines v. Kessler trial took place Friday as organization members from the League of the South were questioned about the planning of the 2017 Unite the Right rally.
The first League of the South member to take the stand this morning was Robert Baker. Plaintiffs showed deposition of Baker saying that he's the chief of operations for the League, and he reports to President Michael Hill. The plaintiffs then showed email exchanges between the two pre-planning the Unite the Right rally. Plaintiffs then called Michael Hill to the stand. When questioned if Hill thought of himself as a white supremacist or racist, he replied yes. Hill says he believes some degree of segregation, perhaps total, should occur.
Beginning right after their Veterans Day ceremonies Thursday, the Virginia War Memorial will open up an exhibit called Who They Were, Lives Worth Remembering. It's an exhibit highlighting the lives of 32 Virginia men and women who have been killed in action and whose names are among the nearly 12,000 inscribed on the walls in the Shrine of Memory.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Ralph, you're a Hall of Famer, met hundreds of highly successful athletes and champions. What's the secret?
Hey, Mike, I think it's about work ethic. How much you're willing to sacrifice to become the best and a champion in the classroom and in sports.
Are winners born, or is winning a learned behavior?
It takes time to understand the mindset of a true champion. Winners have to be developed over time.
So that means...
Center Court with Mac McDonald and Ralph Sampson every Sunday at noon, brought to you by Able Insurance on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
A mass casualty event at a music festival. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.